Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend, Joanne Black. Joanne is, she's the No More Co-Calling Lady. That's the title of her book. She is our referral expert in the Brain Trust, and she helps people all over the place make sure that they maximize these solid gold things that we call referrals. That's the opposite, the anti-co-calling thing that in your life, and she's here to talk to us about that right now. Joanne Black, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's always a treat.
Good to have you back, as always. Hey, Joanne, let's talk about LinkedIn. You know, a lot of people are really using LinkedIn to their advantage. I'm on LinkedIn. I've got, you know, some things going on there, and people have reached out to me. I've reached out to other people. It's a great tool, but there's a way to use it and a way not to use it, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, and also what's happened is there's just all these LinkedIn experts that have suddenly emerged. I don't know if you've seen that. And I put experts in quotes, you know, when there's
right.
anything new like that. So what I wanted to share with you and everybody listening, especially for those of us who are entrepreneurs, it is a wonderful tool. And there's ways to use it and ways not to use it. So here's what to do. First of all, I want to back up a minute, and I actually have a series of blogs I'm working on and will be posted about getting personal. Now, you and I remember, and many people don't, Edward R. Murrow, person to person.
Of course. I still see a cigarette.
And the whole idea there was to kind of get into celebrities, and I'm putting that in quotes. I'm not talking about movie stars, but
right.
get behind the facade and into their personal lives, find out who they are. Well, that's come back on TV, and there's been a lot of criticism about it, you know, whether people like it or don't. The first one, George Clooney and Warren
right.
Buffett were on it.
Right.
So a little bit opposite. Coming back to the fact that business is personal, that people do business with people, not with technology, and that we can like a person and think they're terrific. If they don't have a product or service we can use, we're going to think of every way to find someone who can. We do that all the time, right? But if we don't like that person and they have this great solution, no way. We'll
right.
just find someone else to do business
That's right.
with. So I want to back up and think of everything we do today about getting personal and being person to person, remembering the people connection, which we've really forgotten. Now, LinkedIn is the professional site. As one of my clients says, it's Facebook with a tie. Facebook with a tie. And it is the professional site, and people don't use it professionally. It is a way to connect with people, to learn about them as part of our business process.
Right.
We need to be active on LinkedIn. So the way I use it, before any meeting with a client, I look at their profile on LinkedIn. We can find out everything. Where they work now, where they used to work, what their interests are, where they went to school.
If they've been recommended by anybody, what their experience is with other companies?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And we can look at where their other connections are. We can look at all their connections. If not only first connection, second connection, it's third connection. It's everything. So as a business practice before any phone call, any meeting, is to go onto LinkedIn and to get as much information about that prospect as you can. I had this happen the other day. I had a meeting, and it was a COO of a medium-sized company. And I saw he used to work at a company where a very good friend of mine used to work. and it was very late at night, of course, when I'm checking this, so I didn't have time to check with my friend to see if she knew this person. But when I got into the meeting, and it was a face-to-face meeting,
mm-hmm.
I said, I know you used to work at such and such company. Did you know? And I named my friend.
Ah.
He said, absolutely. You know, she was great. And so we talked about where
you
she
used
went
the
now.
Technology to make a personal connection.
That's
and,
correct.
And that's what you're talking about. And you've got to do this kind of homework, folks. You know, Joanne, not that long ago, I interviewed a prospective new employee, and this person really had what we needed. But he had not done his homework on our company. He started asking me questions about the business. And you know what I did? I said, you know what? You can find out all about us without me telling you. Won't you go do that and come back? And I ended the interview, and you know what? He did it. And he came back, and things turned out well. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Joanne Black. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.